Now, what is your favourite tipple? You know, I have talked before about my love of craft beer, like brewing. I brew beer myself sometimes well. In fact, I need to do one very soon. That has to be said. One pub in Oswestry has been nominated for a national award for its beer. Husband and wife team Duncan Borrowman and Grace Goodlad are the owners of the Bailey Head, and they were at a prestigious awards ceremony last night, and they join me now. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for being here. How are the heads this morning, firstly?
They're not too bad. We were actually quite restrained. We went to a bit of an after party, but it was quite loud, and if you got out the rain, and we decided to bail out after half a pint of 8.5% IPA and a burger. We headed back to our hotel and got a decent night's sleep.
That sounds all right, that.
Grace had been judging beers all day, so had had a few during the day.
Yeah, I decided I was definitely not staying out late. I'd been judging continental style beers, imperial stouts, and traditional British styles up to 6.5%. So I was not up for staying out going crazy last night.
Yeah, that burger was necessary. Tell me about the awards. What was happening?
So last night was the Society of Independent Brewers and Associates Trade Awards. So they recognised breweries, companies that feed in and supply the brewery industry, like maltsters, for example, hot merchants,
web stores,
and you know, pubs and bars, retail outlets of assorted types. And it's really around the trade recognising the business side of the beer trade, not just the actual quality of the beers, but actually that there's more to it than just the beers themselves. So that's what last night was. So at the end of the day, after there's been sort of an exhibition and assorted seminars and talks, there's a fairly short an awards ceremony.
And Duncan, what happened in that? Were you up for anything? Did you win anything?
We were up for the sixth year out of seven for the best independent craft pub or bar that's rural. And we won it before, just before lockdown. And last night we didn't win, but we came away with the highly commended. So basically runner-up prize.
Very, very good. What do these awards mean to you? What can it mean when people are coming to check out your business, perhaps for the first time, when they've perhaps not heard of you before?
I think one thing it does for us is it attracts beer tourists to come to us. It actually attracts beer tourists to Shropshire in general, not just to Oswestry Street. We get quite a lot of people. I had some family staying in a B&B in town recently, and they were saying they get people who come and stay with them just because they found us on Untappd. So it's good for us for trade. I think it's good for local business. It's good for Shropshire. Oswestry Street, you know, a place that lots of people haven't heard of on the map, just on the border. And I think it helps to put us on the map. And for us, I think the one bit we really take from it is, you know, the winners last night have been finalists and won it once before. Another place that we know down in Berkshire has been finalist twice. But to actually be up there in the mix 6 years out of seven, the one thing that I think we're quite proud of is that we've managed consistency.
Yeah, I mean, that was something that Pete Brown, he's one of the top industry beer writers, made a point of mentioning last night. That was sort of consistently in the top three or four in the country year in, year out. So that was quite a nice take home for us from that. But the other thing, just to go back on what did come out of it, and Doug will say about people coming to Oswestry, I was actually chatting to someone yesterday who was like, oh yes, I know where Oswestry is. Yeah, I drive past it on the A5 on the way to Holyhead. But maybe there's a reason to stop now. So that's sort of something that brings into it. It's trying to get people into Oswestry.
Well, listen, congratulations on all that you've done. And obviously, it's a wonderful commendation that you've got again. So thanks for joining us this morning. Duncan Borrowman and Grace Goodlad, the owners of the Bailey Head in Oswestry.